I'll share with you what I said by Shal Shinas this past Shabbos, Parshas Netzavim. So Parshas Netzavim Vayelech. So Parshas Netzavim, we have the Parsha Tshuva, a Parsha that we're all involved in these last days of Elul. So the Pasuk says, I don't have a Chumash in front of me, but the Pasuk says, V'ashay V'isa El V'avecha. I think the pasuk says, "V'ha'ya ki yevoyu alecha kol advarim ha'ila abrocha v'aklala." All these things will come upon you—the blessing and the curse. V'ashevoyu sal v'avecha, and you will return to your heart. V'chol agoyim ha'shadich Hashem lekach Hashama, while you are there among the nations where Hashem has dispersed you. V'shavta ad Hashem lekach, and you will return until Hashem your God. So the pasuk seems to be repetitive. It already says "Vashevoyis alavavecha." It already says that we will return to our heart. Why does the pasuk say again "Veshavta ad Hashem alekecha"? In Parshas Vayelech, the pasuk says that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that after he passes away, he should know that that the nation will deviate from the path. They're going to turn to other gods. Hashem says, "I will hide my face from them." And then the pasuk says, "And it will be." And it will be when Chas v'Shalom these terrible things will happen to Klal Yisrael. V'yomar, and Klal Yisrael will say, "Why did such terrible things happen to them?" It's because because Hashem is not within me that these terrible things has befallen us. Says the pasuk, "V'anochi haster aste panim ayhem v'yomahu," and I will hide my face from them on that day. And the Sfarim have tremendous difficulty with this pasuk, because it seems that Klal Yisrael is doing tshuva. Klal Yisrael is saying, "Haloyal ki eino lekai v'kirbi v'tzoino ro'esayla." They're realizing that it's because Hashem is not within me that these terrors are happening. So why does the pasuk say, "V'anochi haster aste panim ayhem"? After that, Hashem says I'll hide his face, and not only will he hide his face, it's a double hiding, haster astir. The pasuk before that says astir aponam ayam, it only says Hashem will hide it once. Here it says a double expression, haster astir ponai. Why should Hashem hide his face if Klal Yisrael is realizing that Hashem is not among them? The Haftarah of this week was the pasuk began with Sois Osis Bashem Togel Nafshi Belekai. I will be joyous with Hashem. My soul will rejoice with my God. It seems to be a double expression. Sois Osis Bashem Togel Nafshi Belekai seems to be saying the same thing. Then there's a medrash that we've spoken about before. It's a medrash in Parshas. It's a medrash on the Haftarah of Nachamel. The medrash says, Chotu v'kiflayim, the Bnei Yisrael sinned double. Shenemer ha-chet chotu Yerushalayim. It says a double expression, chet chotu Yerushalayim. The Laku v'kiflayim, and they were smitten double, as it says, Ki lakchum miyad Hashem kiflayim v'chol chataysel. They received from Hashem double for their sins. V'yisnachamu v'kiflayim, and they will be comforted double, as it says, Nachamu nachamu ami, it has a double expression. So we need to understand, what does it mean to sin double? What is it? Why should they be smitten double? Hashem doesn't punish us more than we deserve. What does it mean to be comforted double? So I think we can understand all this based on a Shem Shmuel. Shem Shmuel says, Shem Shmuel comments on Rashi in Mishlei, famous Eishes Chayil. The pasuk says, "Lo yisira laveisa mishaleg ki chalveisa lavushanim," which means she shall not be afraid that her home will be smitten by snow, because her entire home is covered in wool. So Rashi is a very interesting pshat. Rashi says that there's such a thing called Gehenim Shel Shelig. There is a Gehenim of snow. That's what we go through every year in the Midwest. But there is such a thing as Gehenim Shel Shelig. And Rashi says that Klal Yisrael does not have to be concerned about the Gehenim Shel Shelig. Lo yisiro laveisa mishalig. Why? Kichol, Rashi learns, Kichol veisa lavu shanim. Shanim comes from the word shnayim, two. And Rashi says we have so many mitzvahs that are written with a double expression. Hanek tanik loy, nosein titein loy. There are many, many mitzvahs that are written with a double expression. Since we observe the mitzvahs that are written with a double expression, therefore we don't have to be concerned about the Gehenim Shel Shelig. So the Shem Shmuel asks, what does one thing have to do with the other? What is observing mitzvahs that are written with a double expression? How does that save us from the Gehenim Shel Shelig? Shem Shmuel explains that the Gehenim Shel Shelig is a special Gehenim for people that perform mitzvahs coldly. Mitzvahs that are performed without pnimius, that they're performed without emotion, without any heart. They're performed with coldness, therefore the Gehenim is coldness. The Gehenim is the Gehenim Shel Shelig. The double expression that are written by these specific mitzvahs is to tell us that these mitzvahs need to be done not only outwardly, but they need to be done with pnimius also. And these are written specifically by these difficult mitzvahs of Hanek Taniklai, where the Hashem tells the master to give gifts to the slave as he's setting him free, which is a very difficult mitzvah for the Adon to perform. And he might think that he could fulfill the mitzvah just by doing so outwardly. We have a mitzvah, no, hanek tanikloi, do it b'chitzoinis and b'primius. Do it with outwardly and do it with the love and the fear of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And nasen titanloi, it's a mitzvah of tzedakah. Don't give tzedakah outwardly, do it with primius. Do it with warmth. And if we do these mitzvahs that are written with a double expression, we do it b'chitzonis and b'pnimius, that saves us from the Gehenim Shel Shelig. So according to this, we can understand that when it says that Klal Yisrael sin double, so if that's what double expression means, it means not only did we not do the mitzvahs b'pnimius, not only did we not do it internally, but we didn't do it externally either. When a person doesn't do a mitzvah, it's a double avera. It's not done b'chitzonius, it's not done b'pnimius. And the einish for that is double hester. Haster astir panai mehem. It's a double hastara. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam conceals his face, and as the Rebbe Tzaddik explains, a double hastara means one, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam hides his face, conceals his face, and we realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is concealing himself from us. That's one hester. But haster means that the hester is also the hester, that we're living in the dark to the extent that we don't even realize that there's a hester upon him. And that's the einish for not performing the mitzvahs b'chitzonis or b'pnimis. Now the reason why is it that we don't perform the mitzvahs with pnimius? Why is it that we take that component of the mitzvah so lightly, that we perform the mitzvahs with chitzonius, or even we do the greatest chumras when it comes to performance of mitzvahs? Yet, when it comes to the emotion involved and he should be involved in the mitzvahs, we're very lax at that part of the mitzvah. It comes to us very difficult, and that's because we're human beings, and human beings are affected by action, by results. We don't take our emotions seriously. We don't think that they make a difference. But the Torah Kedosha tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, "Hanistorois Lashem Elokeinu," that is hidden in our pnimius, that is hidden from the public eye, that makes a difference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of course, Hanigla is Lanu Vaneinu. Of course, that's what that is out in the open and revealed. That we and our children, we all see that makes a difference. But Hanistorois Lashem Elokeinu, that is hidden actually makes a difference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we have to know that, and we have to realize how important that is. And that's why we need to return to our heart. We've deserted our heart. The pasuk tells us, we need to return to our heart. And then, of course, we have to do tshuva on the actions that we have not been performing properly. And as we were, when Hashem offered us the Torah, there were two components involved. There were the external and there was the internal. That's why we said Nasa, we will accept to perform the mitzvahs outwardly, and Nishma, there will be Shmias Halev, our heart will be listening. Our heart will be involved as well. So there needs to be we need to return to our heart and to return to the Ribbono Shel Olam to perform the mitzvahs properly. But when chas v'shalom terrible things befall us and we say haloi al ki'ein alekai v'kiri v'tzoin ha'zayla, the pasuk doesn't say ki ein elokai v'kirbi, because Hashem is not within me, this is why these things happen. The pasuk says haloi al ki ein elokai v'kirbi. I believe that what the Torah is saying is that we're going to say it can't be because we don't have the Ribbono Shel Olam inside of us. It can't be that it's because I don't have the pnimius that's why these terrible things happen, because the pnimius is not important. If we say that pnimius is not important, that's when we get the double expression. That's when we get the anochi haster aster panai. That's when we get the double expression. We need to be able to perform the mitzvahs outwardly and inwardly. And when, after we suffer the laku b'kiflayim, the anochi haster aster panai, we do the double tshuva, the v'ashei v'yisal l'vavecha and the v'shavta ad Hashem alaykecha, then we're zeicha to the nachama v'kiflayim, to the double nachama, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will reveal himself to us, not only externally, but internally as well. We'll be able to feel, we'll be able to attach ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam b'pnimius, and that is the Shiva d'Nachemta concludes with this week's Haftorah. Sois osis b'Hashem, a double expression. We'll see to it that our simcha is not only an external simcha but an internal simcha as well, that it should be togel nafshi ve'lekai, that my soul will rejoice with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It won't just be external expression of simcha, it will be an internal expression of simcha as well. perhaps with this we can understand the Pesukim of Paroi, the end of Parashat Shmos. Pesuk says Paroi declared Tichba do Avoida, that the, after Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paroi and told him to release Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, Paroi only made the Avoida more difficult. And this represents that Paroi wanted the Avoidas Hashem of Klal Yisrael to be the Kvedus, that it should be with difficulty, it should be burdensome. And the reason why Avoida is ever burdensome, it's because there is no Pnimius. We don't do so with simcha, with excitement, with love and awe of the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're just doing an external act. Tichbad Avoida Alam. Make the Avoida difficult. And the way Paroi did this was by saying that Tevan should not be given to the nation. Why did Paroi specifically outrule Tevin? Tevin is Rosh HaTevis, Togel Nafshi Velikai. That my soul shall rejoice with the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Pnimius, rejoicing in Pnimius with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what Paroi took away from us. Tichbado Avoida, Al B'nai Yisrael. V'yasuba, Pasuk says. Tichbado Avoida. Let the Avoida be difficult. Let them just do it. There should only be the Nasa, there shouldn't be the Nishma. And so Slichas begins on Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of Neshama, Yom the Nishmas, a day that we're all aware of our Pnimius. But then comes the Sheshes Mehamas. It comes 6 days of action where we're not in touch with our Pnimius. And that's where we need our Slicha. That's where we need our forgiveness. That's where we need to do tshuva. And the first slichas, each piece concludes with lishmoya elorina velatfina. We need to be intent to the rina and the tefillah. There needs to be the nishma. The nasa baruch Hashem is alive and well, but there needs to be the lishmoya. And the whole yontif that's upcoming is about lishmoya kol shayvar. It's all about being intent. So that there should be a toggle nafshi velakai. So that we should all be zaychis, be able to do tshuva for the chitzonis and the pnimius, and v'shevoisa levavecha, and v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha. We should be zaychis to say osis v'Hashem, toggle nafshi velakai, v'vias Mashiach tzidkenu, b'meheru b'yameinu amein.